Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by December and Levi. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, I just wanted to give you a special hello. My name is Mr. Jim. I'm a dad, a husband, and we have three kids who, you know, we're always talking about screen time and managing that. And so we've really found that these stories, like Kid Short Stories or Kids Animal Stories, these podcasts have been super helpful for us and thousands of families all around the world. And so we love sharing these stories with you to help manage screen time and really promote creativity and imagination. Well, enough of that. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too. Let's go. All right, December, are you ready to head back for your surgery? Oh, okay. I gotta choose to be brave. One, two, three. Yes, let's go, said December victoriously. Today was a big day that she had been a little nervous about for a long time. It was the day that she was gonna have surgery on her eye. Her eye had something that only a doctor could fix, and I know doctors can sometimes be scary, right? Yeah, whenever I go to the doctor, I'm nervous every time. Mr. Jim, yep, even Mr. Jim is nervous when he goes to the doctor. But doctors are pretty awesome. Do you know why? Yeah, because our grown-ups, our parents, and doctors, their job is to keep us safe and to do the best things for us. And so, December, she needed this surgery on her eye, and even though it's a little scary, it was the best thing for her, and you're not gonna believe what happens. It's pretty amazing. But that's at the end of the story, so let's get there. Well, December headed back for surgery, and there were all kinds of tubes and wires and all kinds of different things that were attached to her. And it's really important for the doctors to know exactly what your body is doing while they're about to go into surgery, because they need to make sure that your blood has the right oxygen, needs to know that that you're breathing well and that everything is just right, that your heart is beating at the right time, everything is perfect. And then it's time to go to sleep. You see, when you go into surgery, you go to sleep. The doctors do all the work, and you just get to sit back and just dream about the most amazing adventures that you've ever gone on. Well, as soon as December closed her eyes and went to sleep, it felt like it was just a split second or a minute. And then she felt her grown-ups, her parents, tapping her on her arm saying, "December, December, it's time to wake up. You're all done and you're all better." She carefully opened up her eyes, but the one eye that had the surgery done on it, there was a little bit of a patch on it, kind of like a pirate patch. So the first thing out of December's mouth was, "Arr, I'm hungry." Everybody in the room laughed because December was so hilarious. Well, back at home, her best friend, Levi, was planning a party for her with all of her friends. And as soon as she got home, they surprised her. Surprise! She walked in the door and was greeted by Levi and all the friends. They were so happy to see December back home. "Wow, thanks guys so much. You're the best friends in the whole wide world." Isn't it great to have really good friends? Yeah, I love having good friends and that they can be there for you when you need them. Or maybe you can be there for them. Like if your friend has surgery or is not feeling well or has a rough day, then you can send them a really happy voice memo or maybe call them and FaceTime them and tell them that you miss them or all kinds of fun things. There's all kinds of creative ways, maybe drawing a picture. Well, it was time for Levi and all the friends to leave because December needed to rest. You see, one of the things that's really important about after surgery is that you have a lot of rest time, which is kind of nice. You get to curl up in your bed with your special blankets and pillows and just have a lazy couple days of resting and maybe listening to stories or just relaxing. As December laid down, she felt sleepy and fell right to sleep. Over the next few days, December's body was healing and her eyes were feeling a lot better. It was finally time to take off that pirate patch. Arr! As fun as it was to pretend to be a pirate, December was very ready for it to come off. As she carefully removed the eye patch from her eye, she blinked her eyes, and something felt funny. Everything looked really good. Her vision was perfect, and everything was good, but she almost felt kind of a tingly superpower inside of her eye. Strange. It must be just, you know, that feeling will wear off soon. Levi came over later that day, and they wanted to build a fort together. That was one of the like favorite things that they loved to do is build blanket forts and make caves and all kinds of cool places to make pretend stories in. "Hey, December," said Levi. He had just gotten there, and December was all ready for their fun. "Perfect. Well, I have all our blankets and pillows and chairs and everything that we need to make the most amazingly epic fort," said December. They got to work immediately, and pretty soon they had created the most amazing epic giantest blanket fort of all time. Have you ever made a blanket fort before? Oh, I love blanket forts. I think you've heard me talk about them before, but blanket forts are so cool. I wish I wasn't so big. I kind of miss being smaller that I can fit inside of those blanket forts because when you get bigger, it's kind of hard to squeeze inside a blanket cave without knocking it all over. Or maybe I need bigger chairs and a bigger fort. Maybe. Well, December and Levi were having a great time and all of a sudden they realized that they had stumbled into some kind of secret cave that led down to the basement. "How did this happen?" Levi said. "I don't know. This secret passage was never here before." December had lived in this house for a very long time and had never noticed a secret passage that went down to the basement. The only secret passage that she knew about to the basement was through the door, like the normal door. But this was something different. "All right. It's kind of dark down there," said Levi. December peered around the corner and said, "What are you? It's not that dark. Come on." December led the way down deeper and deeper towards the basement they crawled. And pretty soon, Levi couldn't see anything. Maybe we should go back and get a flashlight. Like, this is so dark. What are you talking about? I can see just fine." Then December blinked her eyes a few times and realized, "Oh, I'm seeing night vision right now." "What?" said Levi. "I'm serious." December couldn't believe it. She kept blinking her eyes. "I can see in the dark. I believe you that it's pitch black down here, but I can see just fine. It's like I have night vision goggles built into my..." Oh my goodness. Holy smokes. I think the doctors might have. I don't know if they did this on purpose, but I think they gave me some kind of night vision. This is amazing. Levi had to run back and grab a flashlight to join December the rest of the time in their basement journey. But this was just the beginning of December's night vision adventures. Yes, that surgery had somehow transformed her eyes into having night vision. Wow, I wish I had night vision too. That would be so cool to be able to walk around in a dark place and see everything. Oh, man. I'm a little jealous of December's eyes, but I'm pretty excited to hear about the adventures ahead for December and Levi. Wow, what an amazing adventure. I'm so glad that she chose to be brave and do that eye surgery that helped her eye and even gave her a bonus superpower. We'll see you next time. Bye. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Oralia from Montreal, Maya from Boston, Nada from America, Micah from London, Brooks from Montana, Nora and Conrad from Venice, Florida, Ariel from Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and Juliet and Benji from Chattanooga. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye.